You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, who else is excited about the events of the past week besides us? I think a lot of people are if you're paying attention to this thing, and we'll break it all down for you over the course of the next 3 hours. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast of TPC. I'm James Edwards along with Keith Alexander this Saturday evening, August the 13th. So this was a week during which two monumental events intersected and caused me some anguish with regards to how I was going to dole out the time. Originally, we had planned to spend the entire 3 hours tonight doing a retrospective on the five-year anniversary of Charlottesville and having a full 3 hours of eyewitness participants sharing their recollections from that fateful day 5 years ago on August the 12th of 2017. And that would have been a great show. Then the FBI raided Donald Trump's home. That in and of itself is a three-hour show just to get started. So how do you do 6 hours worth of programming in 3 hours? Well, you don't. So what we're going to do is Keith Alexander and I are going to break down, just give you some opening shots on the Trump raid this first hour. Then we're going to do 2 hours on the five-year anniversary of Charlottesville. And then next week, the Trump raid will still surely be in the news next week and perhaps for months to come. We're going to do a full 3 hours on it next week. Charlottesville would not be as timely next week. The five-year anniversary of it, at least that is, will not be as timely next week. So that's how we're going to do it. An hour on Trump's raid tonight, 2 hours on Charlottesville instead of three next week. 3 hours on the Trump raid with a lot of guests that are going to be helping us break that down. But let's just get started here with that commentary. I think you know that earlier this week, the FBI went and raided Mar-a-Lago. My first reaction to that was I noticed the spontaneous Trump rally that manifested in response to this FBI raid there in South Florida. That is simply amazing, and that wouldn't have happened for any other American president in American history, I don't think. Maybe George Washington, maybe somebody like that. My overall perspective is, of course, that the FBI raid on Trump's home reeks of a bloated empire in its final act. Either they have an airtight case or the system is really teetering here, and I think it's certainly the latter because, Keith, this is just a trend. This is just the latest installment of their attacks on Trump. It started with when he was a candidate and then his first year or two in office with Russiagate, the Russia hoax. Then it was, what, three impeachments? Then it was January 6th. And after the January 6th hearings didn't cause any movement of the needle in terms of public perception. If you were for Trump before January 6th hearings, you're still for him. If you were against him, and we've got the data on this, we have a Monmouth University poll on this. If you were against him before, you're still against him, and it didn't hardly move at all. So now they've got the new thing, this raid, and all the speculation as to what they were looking for, I don't think it's anything there. I think it's a big nothing burger. But this tenuous hold over the people that the system has, I think this further exacerbates what we've been talking about for months, the divide, the irreconcilable divide of at least two countries living in the same geographical space now, this volcanic level of discontent that is bubbling just beneath the surface, this raid on Trump's home, that's just another thing to make it burn a little bit hotter. No matter what happens, this country's going to balkanize. And will this be the Bleeding Kansas moment? Will this be the John Brown raid? I don't know, but push is coming to shove in America, Keith. The red and blue states will never again be reconciled. The so-called United States are gone forever. So let's get on with what comes next. Let's get on with what comes next, because this toothpaste isn't going back in the tube, and I think Merrick Garland and this band of thugs have really miscalculated. As you say, don't correct your enemy when he's making a mistake, but they can't help it. They always overreach. They can't stop. It's their nature. God, we've got so much to cover on this. An hour's not going to be enough. 3 hours next week won't be enough. But let's start the conversation there. Your reaction to all of this and how it's going to play out.
Well, I think that it's having a big impact on the population, but unfortunately for the left, not the impact that they want. People now see just how biased and how rigged the system is in favor of a small group of the professional managerial class in the Acela Corridor on the East Coast from D.C. to Boston, and on the left coast in California, Oregon, and Washington State, the coastal counties of all those places. That's them against the rest of America. The rest of America keeps seeing these abortive attempts at trying to bring Trump down, contain Trump, prevent Trump at all costs from running for president again. And, you know, these people are like a bulldog with a bloody bone. They just can't let it go. And the more they try, the more they make themselves look like fools. The more they steal the resolve of people against the deep state. And it's no longer just the Democrats, and it's no longer just, you know, who is with Trump and who is against Trump. This has gone far beyond that. This is the deep state versus the American people. It's becoming more and more that with every effort. Every time they swing at the pinata and miss, this is what happens, and they're bound and determined to get him. And quite frankly, I think if they can't get him soon, they're going to move to the ultimate step, which is to assassinate him.
Well, we don't want there to be any sort of violence or bloodshed, but I think you got to remember, when it comes to a right versus left conflict, the right knows how to use weapons. And there's a lot more of us out there. I mean, this whole thing, somebody commented, if that ever did get to a civil war, 90% of the problems were in the big city. It'd be the shortest war in history. I can't disagree with that. And I will tell you another thing. I mean, obviously, the January 6th hearings were pure third world political corruption, pure political theater. And there's no reason to believe, as you look at all of the things they've thrown at Trump over the last 5 years, that this FBI raid is anything less than a continuance of all of that. But anything that inches us closer to a national divorce should be welcomed. And I do welcome this. And other people are starting to talk a lot like us. Here's Representative Anthony Sabatini. So this is a Republican congressman. Look at what he's saying here, Keith.
Where is he from? This is truly Florida.
This okay. is true, I believe. Yes, well, he says it right here. It's time for us in the Florida legislature. So he's in the State House. I'm sorry, not a congressman. But in any event, look at this. Look at this. This is truly revolutionary speak here coming from an elected official. So Representative Sabatini out of Florida writes, it's time for us in the Florida legislature to call an emergency legislative session and amend our laws regarding federal agencies. Sever all ties with the DOJ immediately. Any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside of the purview of our state should be arrested on site. Keith, that is revolutionary, and you have seen Republican members of Congress saying abolish the FBI. This is how you have a true secession. I hear the music.
Well, I think he meant to say within the purview of Florida, but, you know, if Sabatini had been from New Jersey or Massachusetts, I would have really been more impressed. We basically got Florida and Texas that are leading.
American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
So we were talking in the last segment right before the break about how you have Republican members of Congress now calling for the FBI to be abolished. You have this state representative in Florida saying to kick the feds out of Florida. Now, I want a national divorce, but the good thing about it is you don't even have to do anything now except sit back and watch it happen. I think the cake's already in the oven. It's baking, and it's unbelievable, Keith. It is unbelievable how quickly things appear to be disintegrating. Now, it could take another turn. We don't know the future, but the public trust in the institutions has been completely gutted. Not just the media, which Trump was able to do, completely gutted trust in the media with half the country. Also within the very fabric of our elections. That has been eviscerated as well. So you have public trust in institutions crumbling. And I'll tell you one more thing and toss it over to you. People are moving in our direction in a very rapid way. Now, we've talked about that for the last year and a half, since Biden has been in the White House. We have talked about all the polls, all the trends, all the ways the Republican base is radicalizing in the best sense of the word in general. But I'll give you one case individually that really, I think, serves as a perfect example of what we're talking about. And that is Representative Steve King. Representative Steve King, who said things that we like about Western civilization and certainly caught a lot of hell for that, a former Representative Steve King out of Iowa. I actually talked to Steve King at the Republican National Convention for a few minutes and had a great exchange with him. But Steve King did vote to censure himself. He had said something that offended the delicate sensibilities of blacks, I believe, and he voted to censure himself when they were determining whether or not to remove him from committee assignments, and he voted to censure himself. Now, just to show you how far Steve King has come since then, how about this? If Trump is indicted, the charges will be brought in the District of Columbia. They know a white man has no chance for a fair trial in D.C., let alone a Republican white man. So there, Steve King speaking truth to power on racial realities in a way that, as good as he was when he was in Congress, he's gone to the next level. This shows how people are progressing, and this is just one example of it, but I've got an even better one. When Merrick Garland this week, Keith, I was telling you this tonight during our pre-show summit, when Merrick Garland this week took credit for the Trump raid and said, I was the one who was behind this, I take the credit, you know, basically is what he was saying. Steve King tweeted, Merrick Garland is a Jew.
Absolutely right. His real name is Merrick Garfinkel. The one good thing that Mitch McConnell has done in his career was blocking Garland from being put on the Supreme Court, according to the wishes of Barack Obama in the last days of his administration. Imagine if we had that guy on the Supreme Court. There would have been no Dobbs case, for example. No telling what the state of the union would be. But what Sabatini said in Florida about no longer having the FBI and the Department of Justice and the ATF groups like that welcome on Florida soil and taking resistance against them. Think about this in the context of the Civil Rights Movement. What if when the 101st Airborne Division came into Little Rock to integrate Central High School, Faubus had mustered up the National Guard of Arkansas with bayonets drawn to oppose them, okay? This is what we're talking about, folks. This is getting serious now. You know, think about Ross Barnett in Mississippi at Oxford when they integrated the University of Mississippi. What if he had mustered together the National Guard of Mississippi against the federal troops? And, of course, federal troops being used is a direct violation of the Posse Comitatus Act in those two examples from the Civil Rights Movement that I just brought. Now, on the other hand, the FBI has apparently now totally gone rogue, okay? People like Sean Hannity, who had people working in his family, family members working for the FBI, that would say, well, there's some rot at the top, but the rank and file are good. Well, the rank and file is not standing up for truth, justice, and the American way. I don't think they ever would have, quite frankly. They're all careerists. They all want to get in their number of years and get their retirement. But on the other hand, these people have now, they're being mobilized to be enemies of the people. We were talking in the pre-show about now with this, the passage of that big omnibus bill by Joe Biden, you know, the Build Back Better bill. They apparently have a provision in it to hire, 80,000 IRS agents? They want them to be proficient with firearms, physically fit, so that they can be engaged in things like what the DOJ did at Mar-a-Lago, only on your house or mine or someone else's, and audit people generally under that make a report income of under $100,000 a year. They're basically going after the white population of America, folks. Make no doubt about it. That's what it's all coming to. That, I mean, it's coming to a crisis point. It's coming to an apex here. It's a, you know, we're close to a watershed moment. Like you were saying, it's like bleeding Kansas. You know what? What's the John Brown moment going to be?
Well, it's there is a thing called the political stress index, and once it reaches a certain point, there is an event that sorts things out, and that happened during the war between the states, and you can see it happening now. I mean, you can actually see, whereas 10 years ago or 20 years ago, the only people talking about secession were people in the League of the South, a handful of people at meetings, people like us. Now you can actually see a realistic path that could get us there. And, you know, we've been talking about how the state Republican Party in Texas put in its platform that they want a referendum on secession. We talked about that a couple of times, but that it was actually done at their state GOP convention, the biggest Republican state in the union, voting to put in their platform that they advocate for secession being put on a referendum. That was back in June. Well, guess what happened last week? There was a poll conducted in Texas. 69% of Texas voters expressed an opinion favorable on Texas holding a referendum to separate from the United States. 69% want that put on a referendum, according to a poll. 69% of people who voted in the last presidential election, I believe is what it was. So if it gets put on the ballot, which is still fanciful right now, even though the state GOP party, which is the ruling party in Texas, has put that into their platform. If Texas had a vote on secession right now, there is a very real chance, a coin toss, that it goes. And if Texas goes, other states are going to go. You better hide and watch, as you say, Keith.
Exactly. And, of course, Texas has it written into their legal documentation for joining the union that they can, one, split into five states at any time they wish, or two, withdraw their joining the United States. So consequently, Texas has some legal heft behind these threats of secession. I don't know that other states do, but on the other hand, like you said, there's just too big of a fracture between blue states and red states now. I don't think that it's going to get any better. I think you're going to see, rather than purple states turning blue, red, going away from red to blue, you're going to find purple states turning red as the federal government, the deep state, continues to overplay its hand.
Well, this thing with the IRS, it shouldn't be discounted. I mean, that could be an hour-long conversation if we weren't so busy tonight. Have you ever heard of the IRS being conscripted? You've got 80,000 new IRS agents being marshaled, and they are told that they will carry a firearm, and we know that the IRS just purchased, or the government is purchasing for the IRS, millions of rounds. I mean, when's the last time you got audited at gunpoint? There was a funny meme, you know, that they put in one of Biden's initiatives. If you make over $600 through Venmo, which is basically housewives selling clothes that their babies have outgrown, you know, you're going to have to file that now. If you make money at a yard sale, you got to file that now. So this is who they're going to be coming for, 80,000 IRS agents.
They just want to hassle Joe and Jill Sixpack, the people
who voted for Trump. Yeah,
working class people, white people. Okay, let's just come right out and say it. They want to go after the white population of America, and they want to go after not elites or not high earners. They want to go after the average guy that lives in a suburban neighborhood and has a wife and 2.3 children. And
that's it. You know what? I mean, that's the thing about it, Keith. They cannot see how this is going to be their undoing. This trumped up, you know what I want to say, that's going on at Mar-a-Lago, it only further endears Trump to his base. You think this makes him look bad? This makes him look like a hero. This totally restores his legacy. This makes people want to support him. You want to conscript 80,000 IRS agents to badger middle American families? You think that's going to help you?
What you've really conscripted is two-thirds of the United States against liberalism.
You think this is going to ameliorate the problems that you've got? It's only going to further send people into our camp. So keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah, sandpaper Wildcat's ass. That's just what you need to do, Left.
We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Renowned author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized as his attacker is formally charged in a courtroom in western New York. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault for his alleged attack on the 75-year-old Rushdie. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator and will likely lose an eye. He has been the subject of death threats for more than three decades since his novel, The Satanic Verses, was released. Former President Donald Trump said the trove of documents taken from his Florida estate had been declassified. According to an inventory taken, FBI agents took about 20 boxes of items from Mar-a-Lago, including a variety of classified materials. The warrant used to execute the search was unsealed Friday. Trump wrote that all of the materials taken were declassified and that federal agents didn't have to seize anything, accusing authorities of playing politics. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents, fearing retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million. The State Department is telling citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns, including Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. The towns are in the Mexican state of Baja California, where gang violence erupted late Friday and early Saturday. The U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves. Exercise bike maker Peloton told employees that 780 jobs will be cut, prices are going up, and a significant number of its stores will be closing in a bid to become profitable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, we're back this hour talking about the Trump raid, a full three-hour comprehensive deep dive into what happened this week in Florida and what its ramifications might be next week on the show. But coming up in the second and third hours tonight, we're going to have what would have been a three-hour show compressed into two. Some of the guests we were going to have on, we stopped short of inviting to make room for this first hour where we're talking about this major event. But you will hear from the man who organized Unite the Right itself, Jason Kessler. Jason Kessler will be with us next hour. And then in the third hour, a trio of eyewitness participants who are in Charlottesville, including Rich Hamblin, our good friend, and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and Dr. Michael Hill will lead off that trio in the third hour. And all four of those guys have my utmost respect for how they handled themselves at that event, and not just that event. I mean, these are good guys through and through. But that event, I think their true colors were flying brightly. And we'll hear their recollections 5 years after the fact and how they look on it now. And that's coming up, and I'm really looking forward to getting to that. But first, back to this. So again, we're going back to Steve King's comments about how race would play a role in any potential indictment of a white man, Donald Trump, in
the J-word.
Majority black D.C. Well, and his full quote on that was this: "I just learned Merrick Garland is a Jew." Now, he's being very sarcastic and saucy here. "Therefore, I withdraw all of my previous criticism of him." There, you know, that's what we talk about. You can't criticize somebody if they're Jewish, then you become an anti-Semite. "I cannot withstand another wave of charges of anti-Semitism, like I received after criticizing George Soros, who is also a Jew." by the way, that's how I learned he was a Jew, Steve King writes. So,
if you criticize someone and you get massive blowback, 9 times out of 10, they're a Jew.
But now we're talking, okay? The more men realize what Steve King is saying here, the faster we're going to get to a solution. And remember, this is an absolutely staggering poll from Monmouth University. At the end of the day, all the J6 hearings did was accomplish, all they accomplished was to further the divide. The FBI raid on Trump's house will do the same. It's all good news that Humpty Dumpty will not be put back together again. But I tweeted this out. You can go to my Twitter, at JamesEdwardsTPC. But there were a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven questions that respondents were polled about. Was January 6th a riot? Was it an insurrection? Was it a legitimate protest? Was Trump directly responsible? Did Biden win due to voter fraud? Have you been paying attention to the hearings? And did the hearings change your mind? Those were the seven questions. And on each of the seven questions, the respondents answered before and after the hearings, and the percentage points didn't move more than 2 points.
Well, one good thing that it did is it allowed Liz Cheney to commit Harry Caray politically. I mean, by getting out in front of that thing, she offended the voters of Wyoming to such a degree that I don't believe it's safe for her to travel
into
the state.
You know, we had a lot of primaries and a lot of heads rolled. I think she's the last of the never Trumpers who voted for impeachment not to be expelled.
Well, I'm sure. Tell you what, she's now just another ugly former rhino that is going to go down in the annals of people that were swept out by the Trump wave.
I still don't see people doing anything tomorrow about this raid. I mean, although you did have one guy, and I wouldn't recommend this, so don't do it. One guy went up and went into an FBI office. I think there's a lot of people, because of what the government is doing to them and because of these actions. I mean, this not only is this a former president, and we know if past is prologue, there's nothing to this. But this is the guy that's probably going to be president again, the way things stand. They're trying to take him out.
No, they definitely want to take him out because they know that if he gets back in, for example, the head of the FBI now, the person that is orchestrating this whole this whole offensive against Trump, the second only to Merrick Garland, is Christopher Wray, who was appointed head of the FBI by Trump. Trump is going to be like the Who. He's going to say, "I won't be fooled again." He's going to sweep out. Well, that's what they fear. This is what the left fears. This is what the deep state fears. There's going to be wholesale firings. He's going to be basically tearing their playhouse down, to use a phrase used by Ann Peebles of Memphis in a soul song back in the late 60s. He is going to absolutely tear the deep state's playhouse down. All these cushy sinecures that these bureaucrats have in the alphabet soup agencies in D.C., they're gone. You know, maybe Virginia will turn back into a red state because all of those all those blue staters that turned it into a purple state by moving down to the suburbs of D.C. and landing in Virginia, they're going to have a lot of for sale signs up because they're going to lose their jobs. Well, I think they know it.
I think that there is a high probability of that. I will tell you this. I don't think Trump is playing a role in some sort of a psyop. I think they legitimately hate him, and I think that he legitimately hates them.
Yeah, and the feeling is mutual. And
that's not to say he didn't miscalculate quite a bit. I mean, his whole presidency, his candidacy.
And the best thing that happened to us really here on the right is that Trump lost in 2020.
No, I believe he absolutely.
Not, if
yeah,
he had not
right.
lost, he'd think that was an endorsement of everything he did, and we would have had a replay of his first term, and yeah. When all is said and done, more will be said than done. Again, you'd have that divide between candidate Trump versus President Trump. I have the feeling there is going to be a much more of a correspondence between candidate Trump and President Trump if he gets in 2024.
As they say it, as they call it in the modern parlance, punished Trump. Punished Trump. And that's when somebody comes in and lets loose hell. But yeah, I don't see people taking to the streets right now over this, although I think, again, this raid on Trump's home is just another accelerant.
We're just going to watch the deep state make another pratfall. They're going to fall down on stage, make fools of themselves once again. But see, one thing I'm afraid of with the Mar-a-Lago raid, what's to stop them from slipping stuff into those boxes?
Trump's already written about that. He's posted about that or even made a statement about that, that watch out for planted evidence. Now, that's the thing. I mean, does this end with him actually going to prison? If they trump up this raid, are they actually going to go to where they indict him and try to send him away?
No, what they're going to do is, if there is an indictment and a trial, it's going to be either in New York City, where this prosecutor is that is heading it up, or D.C.
And let's talk
about... Look, you talk about venue shopping. There is no way. I mean, they would charge Little Bo Peep with mass murder and get a conviction there.
Well, let's talk about the judge that signed off on the warrant. This guy looks like a little bit like the Happy Merchant in some of the memes you see out there. You seen this guy?
No, I haven't.
Well, I mean, okay, well, that's a whole other story. We'll get into that next week when we have a little bit more time, but we're running out of time on this. I wanted to get back to the fact, though, that this is another escalation, okay? And if Trump can continue to serve as a lightning rod that radicalizes people and moves their needle, that's fine. And this is something that Brad Griffin wrote about this week in his coverage of it. 5 years ago, there weren't nearly as many radicals in the population as there are today. The number of radicals has exploded over the past 3 years. Political instability is getting worse. There's no going back to normal. History shows this ends only one way, and my guess is that the well-being index has taken a hit, a big dive lately, with the political stress index ratcheting up to another high. The only thing missing is a spark.
Well, look, the left keeps pushing the envelope. That's what they continue to do. They're like a bulldog with a bloody bone when it comes to Trump. They are going to get him out by hook or crook, and I do not put assassination past them. And if that happens, I mean, hide and watch, as they say. You know, I have no idea what... I don't think that the left has any line beyond... You know, they're going to take Trump out. They're going to make sure that Trump does not run for president one way or another. And, you know, they don't care if they have to blow up the entire planet Earth to do it. They are not going to let him run for president.
Even if there's an airtight case, which I have no reason to believe based upon the previous actions of these people.
It will be portrayed as an airtight case regardless.
They cried wolf too often about Trump, and his voters are just going to see this as persecution. If they had damning evidence, if they had video evidence, the Trump voters wouldn't believe it. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You should not have any faith or trust in these institutions. But the House Judiciary GOP's Twitter account, listen to what they wrote. Yeah, I mean, again, talk about escalation. Talk about trust in the system falling apart. Now you have the House Judiciary GOP tweeting, the IRS is coming for you. The DOJ is coming for you. The FBI is coming for you. No one is safe from punishment in Joe Biden's America. Listen, this country is going to fall apart, and we will live to see it. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
All right, everybody, I'm going to pause talking about these trivial things like the disintegration of the country and the five-year anniversary of Charlottesville so Keith can tell you what we do during the commercial breaks, or what at least we're doing during the commercial breaks tonight. Keith, do you want to tell them what we're doing very quickly?
We found a YouTube thing called Gone Groups of the 60s, and it has all these one-hit wonder groups.
Well, not all one-hit wonders.
Yeah, not all of them, but most of them were, and it's incredible. It looks like just somebody from, you know, three girls from Dyersburg, Tennessee, and their boyfriends or something.
So about 20 minutes before the show started, we started listening to some of these oldies. Tell them some of the songs we listened to tonight to get pumped up for the broadcast.
Next Train for London, Leaving on Runway Number 9 by, I forget the name of the group. Then The Fortunes, then The Buckinghams, then The Seeds. Then this group called Mercy. Play this for just a second. Let them hear this.
Oh, we're really getting off track here.
But it's just for a second.
With the sunshine in your eyes and the smell of flowers blooming, fills the air. Love can make you happy if you find someone who cares to give.
not exactly the best audio, but a good forgotten tune. And I tell you, the one I liked.
Looks like three kids from the junior college down the street, man.
We were listening to The Flying Machine, Smile a Little Smile for Me, Rosemary. Now, you told me James Taylor was in that group, The Flying Machine. That was their only hit. And I'll be damned if it wasn't better than any hit James Taylor ever had.
Well, you know, James Taylor artist. In Fire and Rain says, "Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground." That's The Flying Machine he was talking about, that early band he was in.
Well, he should have stuck with them. I don't know how he got so famous. I don't like any of his stuff, but anyway. But that's what we do here during the breaks here at TPC.
A guy with a guitar.
That's what we do during the breaks at TPC. That's good stuff. All right, let's get back to work. You ready to get back to work?
I'm ready.
All right.
And what I wanted to say about what's happening in the country is that the left just keeps pushing the envelope. They, first of all, see, Trump is the big change agent. He just makes these people go haywire. When he got elected, suddenly the left said, "Oh, my gosh, we never dreamt a guy like this could become the president." That means when we regain power, and we're going to regain it by hook or crook, even if it's a cheating rigged election, which is what it was, then we're going to put the pedal to the metal and we're going to go as fast as we can to get all of our changes done as soon as possible. And basically, when they got to the point of making sexual deviancy a civil rights movement, that's when they went a bridge too far with two key components of their coalition of the others. One is black people and the other is Hispanic people. And that's where Christian nationalism comes in. If you put the Christian nationalist rubric into effect that Christians only ought to be ruled over by Christians, that takes away the two biggest constituent groups of the left, blacks and Hispanics. Who does that leave in their coalition of the others? Atheists, Jews, but I repeat myself, Hindus, people from the subcontinent of India, and Muslims. And altogether, that's about 10% of the population. 90% versus 10% sounds like pretty good odds. And that's what is actually driving the Jewish masters of the universe nuts about Christian nationalism.
Well, you would think, and I'm just making an observation here, historically speaking, a certain group of people has been expelled from many, many countries throughout history. And you would think that they would maybe take a moment, reassess, and see, why does this happen? Well,
they take no ownership. They take no ownership for it. They're just victims of blind prejudice and hatred.
Well, you said
they've never done anything to bring it on.
Okay, so we told you a couple of weeks ago that Keith sat down for an interview with Vice TV, Vice News. And we don't know when that's going to air or if they're going to cut Keith out or if they're going to put him in and take comments he said and put them in a negative light with ominous music or have some still shots that all the tricks that they pull, okay, when you do an interview that's not live television. But they did ask you about Jewish power and influence, and you answered it very well.
I said, well, the truth of the matter is this. They're the most liberal part of the white population or the population that passes as white. They're the ones that occasionally say that they're not white.
They're white when they can make whites look bad, and they're not whites when
The thing is, most people, Joe and Jane Doe, think that they're white, and they are white, at least by all appearances. But they are the most liberal part, the most intelligent part based on median IQ, and the wealthiest part. So they are formidable foes to conservatism.
But,
and I told them that, on the other hand, if they were to wake up tomorrow, have a change of heart, and decide they're going to put all that energy, money, and effort into promoting conservatism, they'd be my best friend.
So that's it. That's it. Now, I guarantee you, anything that you could say that might make them appear in a negative light, they'll keep. But that last little bit, they're
not going to be on the cutting room
that's
floor.
That's right, if you make it at all. And you never know with these tape things. We've been around the block a lot of times. But here's the thing, though. I think that this raid shows weakness, not strength. If they had a case, charges would have been filed in advance. Raiding his home over alleged documents taken from the National Archive, to me, suggests an agency that is grasping at straws. And here, if this is true, you had Representative Scott Perry, who, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, talked about filing impeachment charges against Merrick Garland. And apparently, I don't know if this is true, but it has been reported, Garland sent the FBI to retrieve Scott Perry's private cell phone. So, I mean, if stuff like this is actually happening, this whole thing, they cannot see how this isn't
reinforcing their position.
They're
tone deaf. They have no idea of how their actions appear to others. It was Robert Burns, a famous Scottish poet, who said, "The greatest gift the gods can give us is to see ourselves as others see us." The left and the deep state and the liberals just cannot see themselves the way that other people see them.
This is another thing, Keith, again, to do our weekly recitation of something Brad Griffin, our good friend, has written. These people live in a coastal bubble. They have no idea how this plays for the rest of the country because they don't concern themselves with the way the rest of the country thinks and feels. They only are playing to themselves. And Brad writes, if Merrick Garland and the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, the Department of Social Justice, indict and prosecute Trump, that is a scenario that would lead to most likely the maximum allowance of destabilization. You've already got, according to a poll, 20 million people out there like Ricky Schiffer, who was this guy that went and intended to shoot up an FBI field office, I believe, in Cincinnati, who are ready to use violence. Now, we're not recommending that. We don't endorse that. But there are people out there who are ready to go to that because they feel that disenfranchised by the state.
Don't do it because that's just exactly what the left wants you to do. On the other hand, going out there and voting Trump in 2024 or voting the Democrats out and the rhinos out and voting in MAGA people into Congress in November, that's the worst thing that they want.
Well, we want
the last thing that the deep state wants.
I don't really even care about MAGA people being elected. We're not going to reform this system. This system has to die. This system has to go. And here's the thing. This is why I'm against the violence. Well, one of the reasons I'm against the violence is you don't have to go out there and do that. This whole thing's going to fall apart. All you have to do is sit back and watch.
It's like Napoleon said, when you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. That's what you need to do. Don't interrupt. Let the left continue to do things like this. See, that nobody made Merrick Garland, Merrick Garfinkel, do what he did with the subpoena and the raid on Mar-a-Lago. They did that themselves. That was totally a self-inflicted wound.
Who do you like better, Garfinkel or Garfunkel?
I like Simon. Paul Simon. Yeah, Garfinkel had the good voice, okay? Now, you know, in Simon and Garfunkel, Simon was the guy that wrote and everything, but Garfinkel had this beautiful high tenor voice.
Okay? I've seen, I probably shouldn't say this. This
That's is Garfunkel, not Gar. Now, Garfinkel, Merritt Garland, there's no
Art,
redeeming characteristics.
Art as Garfunkel and Paul Simon. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
I saw Art Garfunkel in concert solo, and he did all of the Simon and Garfunkel hits. Great music. I mean, that is truly.
Well, he's the one that made that the sound that you
they were poets.
Associate with him.
That just goes to show you we can give Jewish gentlemen credit when credit is due, and we'll give them credit for great music there. I don't know about their politics, probably 180 degrees opposite of us, but I love the music.
That's a big problem, you know. If they weren't so liberal,
now, I just paid a compliment. That's one more compliment than I've ever gotten. Well, no, I can't say that because Paul Gottfried did endorse my book and wrote a nice thing. So there are Jews out there.
Paul Gottfried is a good guy, but he's an outlier. Look, the thing is, this is the way it is. The left never compliments the right for making a good point in a debate or anything like that. Conservatives do it to leftists all the time.
You know what? But all that's over, Keith. We were talking not as much anymore. This whole thing has changed in the last 5 years. I can't say that enough. But this whole thing, we were talking about it tonight. I mean, just last week, we had the little apostate on. You know, this young lady who has been totally alienated from her friends because now she's being called racist, bigot, whatever. But and she posted on Twitter.
She just had a belly full.
She posted on Twitter just this week. Well, I should probably pull it up. Oh, goodness. Well, I can't do this in real time because it's going to take too long. I'm still going to try. I'll have to scroll back because she tweets like 20 times a day, and I do like two a week. But where are you? Well, it was a good comment anyway about how people... Well, I retweeted it, so I should be able to find it there, right? Let me go back to my Twitter. By the way, if you want to join us on Twitter, at James Edwards TPC. Okay. Here it is. I don't care if I get labeled an anti-Semite, a Nazi, a bigot, or whatever. These words have no meaning anymore. Losers who love being portrayed as victims destroyed them. And that's right. And a lot of people, tens of millions of people, have realized that over the last couple of years. And she's one of them. She was on the show last week. We're going to take a break right there. We're going to put a pause on our coverage of the Trump raid. More on that next week. But now we're going to have a retrospective on the five-year anniversary of Charlottesville featuring Jason Kessler and Michael Hill, among other participants, Rich and Eddie. And they'll all be coming up. Love these guys. Stay tuned.